The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman. We're diving into this, what was a historic day in Kentucky Wildcat basketball. Obviously, it started off with the loss to Oakland and the sniper that was.
Who K-State then beat in the three-point shootout.
Yeah. Yeah, walked it off on him, too. And then next thing you know, John Calipari has decided to look for other employment, and Kentucky is fine with it. I think this is a huge decision because I will say this. The stronghold that Kentucky had in brand power, well, it lessened a little bit. Now, I still think basketball-wise, their brand power in the SEC is head and shoulders, but you lose a little bit. It's kind of like when you lost Nick Saban. You lose a bit of that brand power and that just stronghold on. At the end of the day, when it comes to a recruit, you're just going to go to Kentucky just because of it's Kentucky.
Yeah.
Now he's in Arkansas. Now he has to do something different. He has to almost rebrand himself as well. He has to take some of the things that he maybe was going to change, which it seemed like that he was going to start changing some things because that's what he said. Okay, look, I see it. One and done isn't going to win me NCAA tournaments. I understand I need to do both. So I need to mix in some transfer portal guys. And what dude was like, holla, you know, see you. And Arkansas is, like DP said before the break, it's not the cesspool. I think that Arkansas has been building towards this. I think Mike Anderson did a really good job. I think there were some things outside of his control. Obviously, what Arkansas has been notoriously known for, even back when Nolan Richardson was there, that really stymied Mike Anderson of taking that program to the heights that he would have liked and I was thinking that he could possibly do, right? Obviously, maybe not to the heights of Nolan Richardson, but, you know, obviously back to, you know, conference prominence. Then you got your boy Musselman. And I remember him, Bill Musselman, his dad, and then Eric would be running around in an empty Target Center, acting like a coach. Now he had to build that program up. And they were a Sweet 16 team, right, Austin? I think within a year or two ago.
Yes. In his first five years at Arkansas, two Elite Eights and a Sweet 16.
Yeah, and so he had them in national prominence. But something went a little awry this year, DP. Mm. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
There was a little love triangle in the locker room. There was. Am I right?
It has been speculated. I have not seen.
Okay, I won't speculate.
I've heard many of the same stories that you have.
I won't speculate. Well,
feel free to tell me what you've heard.
Here's what they had. They had some culture issues that were not normal cultural issues.
Okay.
You can do whatever you want. I don't care.
Yeah.
And it really they were supposed to be a really good team this year. And it just didn't seem to work out.
Beat Duke, though.
Yeah, they beat Duke. I remember watching that game. They played like – that's where I thought like they were going to take the next step. And then they took three steps back. And for Musselman to move that quick for the USC job is odd to me. Now, granted, USC is going to be in the Big Ten. USC basketball doesn't fit Big Ten. You know what I'm saying? Either right now. I would probably like to think that Arkansas is above USC basketball. What's your opinion? Support where they are right now, where they've been in recent history, right? Two Sweet 16s and one Elite Eight.
Two Elite Eights and one Sweet 16.
There you go.
But we saw what USC was doing.
This year?
Yeah.
Nothing.
There was talent.
Yeah.
And there was an infusion of financial support.
Yeah, and I think if Bronny James hadn't had his health scare, I think they would have been a lot better team.
That's kind of what they were built to do. Kind of in my mind, a lot of it's like if you have talented players, they're recruiting differently than they have, and money is moving differently than it has. I'm not sure outside of North Carolina that there is a basketball program in America that generates as much financial resource around it, regardless of record support.
Are you saying the program of North Carolina or the state of North Carolina?
The program.
I would argue the one down the road does just as much.
Well, who are you arguing for? You, USC or Arkansas?
I'm saying if it's me and I'm given a choice between the two, I'm going to be in L.A.
Well, that's because you want to kick it.
I'm done kicking it.
No, that's because you want to kick it.
I'm done kicking it.
No, because you don't want to be in Fayetteville where it's hot, it's humid, there's only 100,000 people there. Oh, you want to be in L.A.? Yeah.
I got family down there. Yeah. I don't like going down there. Like, I know what it is.
Mosquitoes, size of birds.
I know what it is. If in every
What is it when you stick your arm in there and you get the big old cat? What's it called? Noodling?
Yeah.
DP be on one of them shows. Stick his arm in there.
I'm just like Cat Weeb. Get him, boy. Yeah. Get him, boy. Gotta go get him, boy. There are programs that underachieve. USC is certainly that.
Yeah.
But that's the sleeping giant of all basketball programs.
Yeah, but they've been pretty consistent under Edgefield, though. They've been to the tournament, and yes, they have.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Had Evan Mobley had, what's his name with the Hawks?
Well, they had his brother, too.
Yeah. Evan was really good.
Yeah, Evan was really good. He's with the Cleveland.
Onyeka, Okongwu. Yeah.
They've had some good play. They probably haven't reached where they should have.
Okay, USC under Andy Enfield, 16-17, 22-9, no tournament, 25-8, made an Elite Eight, 26-8, first round exit, 22-11, first round exit, 15-18 this year.
You know, I think what you, 12, I think 16, 17, here's the only here's 10. The thing that really, I guess, concerned me with USC.
Okay,
when Andy Enfield when he took the SMU job, and he pretty much said, the facilities, the support for the basketball program, and SMU is going to be in the ACC. And you know what? You know what, DP? It might be like something like with Calipari. He's been there for how many years, Austin? Crazy. Like,
Andy Enfield was hired at USC for the 2013-14 season.
Yeah, so he's been there about 10, 11 years. So sometimes 10, 11 years in this day and age, right?
Yeah.
You know, you'll have different booster cycles go through. And so, you know, his message that was with the first, say, like, older booster, well, the younger boosters that you handed your money down to, like, hey, I don't want to hear it. So sometimes that voice can get stale. But now we're back to Arkansas.
Before you do that, it's funny you bring up that 10-year mark, because in his third year at Kentucky, John Calipari said he couldn't see himself staying at Kentucky for more than 10 years. His first 10 years, elite. Year 11, missed the tournament. Year 12, missed the tournament. Year 13,
lost to Richmond.
First round exit. Yeah. Year 14, second round exit. Year 15, first round exit. Yeah. So that 10-year mark is that line of demarcation that unknowingly Coach Cal predicted for himself.
Yeah, and that one year they lost to Richmond in the NIT. Yeah.
It was Robert Morris.
Robert Morris.
Yeah, even better.
Yes. Yeah, even worse, because the uniforms all look the same.
Yeah.
So I think back to Arkansas. I think as much as the athletic director didn't go above and beyond for his brother, I think also Coach Cal was like, you know what? I need to try something else one more time. I do think this is his last stop. Because here's why. As much as Jay Wright is great on TV, Coach Cal's just as great as too. So I think
I thought that this was the cycle run for Patino Calipari? Not so much Jay Wright. I thought Jay Wright would wait and let the Boeheim. Like, I thought he would wait for them to clear, and then he'd be the guy.
Because he's the youngest one.
Right, he would be the guy. And privately, those are conversations those coaches had.
Right.
So he knew there was a thing. Then it becomes a value thing. Is the right job available when you're ready to make that decision? But then after you make the decision, oh, here they come.
And let me ask you this. Can a job like Kentucky accelerate Jay Wright's timing?
Oh.
Because this is where these coaches, now granted, when you're, you know, financially secure and then you're able to be on TV, I don't know, he's probably making, you know, good money being on TV because he's great on TV. Or in studio or whatever, sometimes you can kind of sit back and really choose it. But also, you also have to understand the decision makers and their mindset. As much as NIL and transfer portal has changed the landscape because of basketball, football, and every sport, the decision makers, it's changed them as well. Because now they're not looking for, in some cases, program builders. They're wanting programs re-energizers. And sometimes they might just decide, you know what, Jay, they'll talk themselves out of not hiring it. Like, if you have a room full of Kentucky decision makers, you would think, okay, not, if you had 100 of them in there, or like just say 10, you would say, without a doubt, it should be 9 to 1 or 10 to 0 vote. They might be sitting at like 6-4 and 7-3. Because you know what the other dudes, he passed his prime.
Been out of the game.
He didn't win that much this last year. Can he do it again? Does he want to do it again? And you got the dude that can do your program. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do because, you know, Cal is supposed to be over there in Arkansas. The pressure's on him. The pressure's on Kentucky to rebound.
So 3 years ago, 4 years ago, Jay Wright was making $2 million a year.
At Nova.
Mm-hmm. Then he got bumped up to 4. Then he got bumped to 6. He's currently making 1.5.
On TV?
Mm-hmm. What do you think the number from Kentucky is going to sound like?
10.
Sports Radio is saying that the starting point with Dan Hurley is 11 a year for 5 to 7 years.
Now, if you are Jay Wright.
So are you coming in higher than that?
If you, listen.
How many national titles does Jay Wright have? Two?
Two.
Okay, but do you? Okay, let me ask you guys this before we go to break, because we got, and you guys think about it during break, because we got to get trivia questions. Also, pick your choice, those two.
Money.
Who are you picking for 11 and a half? You Austin. Guy that just won it, or the guy that you've seen win it in the past?
Austin is Calipari, and I'm Hurley, and we're going to talk during the break. And we're going to set our number and then.
that's exactly what they're going to do. That's exactly what they're going to do. Hey, what did he tell you? 11.2. Cool. I'll call you right back.
My dude. Yeah. What's up?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Matter of fact, we're going to have the same agent be on a three-way call.
Hey, man.
You're right. One on mute, one on live. Anyway, Jay Forbes, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.